Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 599 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. One more to the big 600. But before that, we have this one, and I'm excited because I'm here, as always, to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Eric, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an awesome site that is there to help us with our business finances, keeping track of everything, all the books, everything, all the money coming in, all the money going out, all the invoicing that you do. Just it automates that process as much as possible for you, and it allows you to see clearly what is going on in your business so you can make wise decisions. Plus, especially during tax season, you have all these forms and they're all ready to go for you that you can hand off to your CPA or just take yourself and do your taxes. But yeah, it's awesome. You got to check it out, and you can check it out for 30 days for free by going to freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you, FreshBooks. I appreciate your support and all of you listening too. All right, now here's today's question from Eric.
Okay. Hey, Pat, this is Eric Martin. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm really enjoying your podcast. I started listening to the first one and decided to listen to your last one and work my way back. A lot of great content. I do have a question for you, and I'm hoping that maybe you can answer it, or if you want to put it on the show. But I have very little time, and I know you've kind of maybe touched on this in maybe your one of your podcasts, but I have 2 hours to spare each day. I'm an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, and I'm also doing some other things, and I have about 2 hours to spare each day. My question to you is, knowing what you know now and all you've done, how would you spend the 2 hours that you have available to build an online business? What would you work on? Would you work on creating content for a blog? Would you spend those 2 hours learning HTML? How would you spend those 2 hours if you only had 2 hours to spare to build an online business? And that's my question. So anyway, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for providing a platform for teaching us, you know, how to make an income online. And take care.
Hey, Eric, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. If I only had 2 hours to spare during the day, which is quite a bit of time, actually. I know a lot of people who only have a half hour yet are still crushing it because they are doing what exactly you're asking to figure out, which is to prioritize. How do you know what to do? And these people who only have a little bit of time during the day, I think they benefit from having only a little bit of time during the day because they make sure that they make that time worthwhile and actually move the needle. And that's the first thing. Before anything, you just make sure that you want to make sure that in those hours or those minutes that you have to spare each day toward your online business, that you're actually making good use of them. A lot of us get caught and trapped where we might be on Twitter all the time or Facebook, and because it's related to our business, we think that we might be moving the needle when really we're just wasting time and procrastinating because it feels good to see people click like or share or click that little heart or whatever. But no, you need to make some bold moves. And so, Eric, if I only had 2 hours, which, like I said, is quite a bit of time, I would spend I would do it in phases. And I've talked about this before in the past, but I wrote a book about some of these phases, and Will It Fly is the name of the book. You can check it out at willitflybook.com. But essentially the first part, which I talk about in the book, and really is just to understand, you know, that market that you're serving and try to find a problem that really needs a solution that you could provide a solution for. And so it starts with market research and discovering where or who out there in the world can use your help. What is underserved right now? And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go into something completely new that is not being served at all, but underserved is really the key word there, or finding a position in a space that is already successful that is unlike other ones that are out there. So I haven't even mentioned anything about setting up a website or HTML, which I think would be a waste of time to try and figure out how to do all that stuff first. But again, to many people, they think that's the first thing they need to do, because setting up a website is something that all businesses have, right? And it's really clear and easy to, not necessarily easy to set up a website, but it's easy to know what the end result is. It's a website that you could visit when you put the URL in the search bar or your web address field, and there you go. Boom, you have a website, you have a business. No, not really, because a business is simply a solution to people's problems. And so you got to really hone in on what that problem is. And so it's going to take some time, some market research. And I highly recommend going through the market map exercise in your Will It Fly book if you have it already. Again, this is why I wrote this book, because it's the stuff that has to happen. It's kind of the unsexy stuff that I wanted to make sure that people got through, that I hopefully made step by step and really easy and clear for people. And I know it has, because I've gotten a lot of testimonials from people who have already used the strategies in the book. But I'm not here to pitch my book. I'm just here to pitch the fact that initially those 2 hours every day is going to be spent calling people, talking to people, having conversations with certain groups or small businesses or types of people or markets, to just understand what their biggest problems are, and then start to prioritize what those problems are, and understanding which one has the deepest need that I could provide a solution for. And then it's going to go into validation. So spending hours to actually come up with a solution, and then actually getting people to potentially pay for those things up front. It's going to be working on getting those first few customers in the door even before you create that product. And again, I haven't even created a website yet. I haven't even created an email list yet. You just want to see out there what needs help. And that's really where all businesses should start. A lot of people think, like I talked about earlier, that it's about setting up a blog and then finding a solution from there for a particular problem that you don't even know about yet. And that's okay, but that's super long term. And I think you can much faster slice through that amount of time by actually starting with the problem and then building your business off of that. So that's what I would start with. Then it comes into, okay, the building phase after that. You have a business, you validated it, you have customers or potential customers. Then it's about actually creating that product, and that's what those hours would be spent on. And again, you could see here how it's coming in chunks. And the big struggle for a lot of entrepreneurs when they're just starting out is you want to try and do all of those things. So you might spend 30 minutes doing this thing, and then 30 minutes doing this thing, and then 30 minutes doing this thing, and then 30 minutes doing this thing. So you've completed 2 hours of work. You've worked on 4 things, but guess what? Nothing has been done yet. You want to work on one thing at a time, that next task. All your time and energy should be focused on that. All your learning, all your doing, all the things that you are doing related to your online business are related to that next task. And once you complete that and move on to the next step, then everything you do, everything you learn about, everything you think about is related to that. And everything you do within those 2 hours is related to that thing, helping you get to that next milestone. Then later on, then it's going to be about growth and marketing. Then it's going to be about the relationship building and going into JV partnerships. I mean, this is way down the road. I think initially the first thing you you want to do is just that market research. So you're an Uber driver or Lyft driver, which is great. Hopefully you're utilizing your time in between calls from pickups to either listen to podcasts or do something. But you could also utilize that time or the 2 hours you have. I don't know if that is also included in that, to make some calls and to talk to people and just start to extract ideas. That's really where I would start. And 2 hours is plenty of time to do that. So hopefully that helps. I want to thank you, Eric, for your question today. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks again also to FreshBooks.com for sponsoring this episode. If you want to go and get a free trial, head on over to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from Og Mandino, and that is, always do your best. What you plant now, you will harvest later. Amen to that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.